Log Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان في أحسن التقويم. That is all unqualified praises due to Allah, and after that all unqualified praises due to Allah. All praises due to Allah who created the human being in the most excellent mode. وَبَعَثَ النَّبِيِّينَ مُبَاشِرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ, and commissioned from among them messengers as bringers of good news and as warners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, I have the open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment that there is no deity, no object of worship except Allah. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ, His is the kingdom. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ, to Him is due all unqualified praise. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرُ, in His hand is all good. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, and He has power over all things. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله, and we bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment that Muhammad, to whom the Quran is revealed, is his slave servant and his messenger. بعثه في الأميين, Allah raised him up from among the unlettered. رسول منهم يعلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور. Allah raised him up from among the unlettered, showing them, teaching them how to follow the signs of Allah, and teaching them the book and the wisdom, and drawing them out of the darkness into the light, while before that they were in open, obvious, and evident straying. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Oh Allah, send your prayers, your peace, and your blessings upon our leader Muhammad, وعلى آله, and upon his family, وصحبه, and upon his companions, أجمعين, وأيها المسلمون, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله. ورمضان مبارك وجمعة مبارك. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وهو الذي خلق من الماء بشرا فجعله نسبا وسحرا وكان ربك قديرا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah the mightiest has spoken the truth. It's an expression of this is, and it is He who has created from water the human being and made him relationships by blood and by marriage, and your Lord is ever powerful. Another, ونبلونكم حتى نعلم المجاهدين منكم والصابرين ونبلو أخباركم. صدق العظيم. It says, an expression of it is, and we shall try you until we test those among you who strive their utmost and persevere in patience, and we shall try your reported mettle. The first reading was from 25, Surah Al-Furqan, and this 47, the name escapes me now, is 47, Ayah 31. And another we'd like to read is 64 and 15. إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. And this is 64:15. Your wealth and your children are but a trial, and Allah has with him a great reward. Report from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, the descendants of Adam have been created in various categories. And he mentioned anger. This is just one of those categories by which we can be identified, into which we can be categorized. Some are, the Prophet said, some are swift to anger and swift to cool down, the one characteristic making up for the other. Some are slow to anger and slow to cool down, the one characteristic making up for the other. But the best of you are those who are slow to anger and swift to cool down. And the worst of you are those who are swift to anger and slow to cool down. Another report, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he reported that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, people are like gold and silver. Those who were best in the pre-Islamic period of ignorance are best in Islam, that is, they are best after, if they have religious understanding. The souls are like recruited soldiers. They get mixed up with those who are similar to them in qualities, and they drift away from those who do not share their qualities. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We began last week addressing the five daruri, the five essentials, five imperatives for building ummah. Ummah, we should understand, represents civilization, a totality. Ummah is not just what the common among us, generally when we say, yeah, the ummah this and the ummah that, we have a tendency to just think about that as a particular congregation or a particular location or a particular group of people identified with a particular location. Yeah, you know, he's a part of the ummah, right? So ummah in the full Islamic sense, in the full Quranic sense, is the totality of civilization and everything that goes with that, institutions, culture, business, education, economics, governance, all those things are part of ummah. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wal takum minkum ummah," he's saying build a civilization. And that also you should see a correlation, a mirroring in meaning of ummah and khalifa. Ummah and khalifa are mirrors of each other. What is khalifa? Khalifa is divinely inspired republic. That's one way of understanding it. But khalifa, when Allah says, إِنِّي جَعِلُ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, he's making in the earth a khalifa, he's saying that he is creating a civilization that will be true to the original nature in the human being, and that reconciliation to that original nature lived out in time and space, lived out here and now, lived out on the earth. When that original nature manifests in the ways that it should manifest, then that the product of that is ummah. The product of that is khalifa. That's what you will have when you have that. When Allah says in the Quran, فَأَكِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِدِينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَتَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا is another word that actually, when understood, means the same as ummah, the same as khalifa, and nas, same, and nas. When we say and nas, most of us understand that word to be speaking about mankind in the English translation. And there's nothing wrong with seeing it that way. But the understanding as it relates to the mission of Allah for human beings, for humanity created on the earth, and nas is a civilization that is grounded in that original nature. In that very verse, it says, Fitatullahi lati fatara an-nas alayha, says, it is the original nature. This is most important. Fitra. Don't take that word, fitra, as whatever. Don't let it become a cliche in your mind. Know what it is. Scientifically, even, religiously. And know what it is as it relates to the plan of Allah for human beings. So when it says, Fitratullahi lati fatara an-nasa alayha, it says it is the origin. It is the original nature. That is, it is Allah, when Allah conceived of their existing, even in the inni ja'ilu fil ardi khalifa, it's going to be made from that original nature, sometimes identified as clay, sometimes identified as mud, and in the verse that we read earlier, identified as water. And all three of those qualities in just that limited expression of it, water, clay, dust is also another, that there are also all the different descriptions of qualities of a human being that contribute to that building up. Okay, so fitratullahi lati fatara an-nasa alayha, that is civilization in its true sense, in its best sense, is one that's built with respect for human nature. So the great civilization, the Egyptian civilization, take for example, the Egyptian civilization was not known by most, is that they had the science of the original human nature. They had the science of the original human nature. And it is that science that built that civilization. So when we read the verse, when we read that part of the verse where it says, فَتَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا, that is, Allah is saying that he patterned the human being on the universe itself. That same nature that's in man, microcosm, is mirrored in the universe, macrocosm. And those who studied it and got that knowledge of the original human nature, that's why they were able to build things that still haven't been figured out by today's so-called civilization, right? By today's so-called civilization. And I'm saying this to say that, let me give you a word, religion. You have this word religion, R-E-L-I-G-I-O-N, religion, okay? How about this word, R-E-A-L-I-G-N, R-E-A-L-I-G-N. What's that? The world has taught us to read it, realign. But Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, don't sleep. Imam Muhammad told us, he said, wherever there's a silent letter, there's a secret. You read a word in the English language, if there's a silent letter in that word, there's a secret in that word. Realign. Is there not a silent letter in that word, realign? Yeah, the N, realign G, really. It's really the G. You don't really hear the G. And that's interesting, too. But moving on. So realign, but what is it? Now read it other than the way that the masters taught you how to read it, and you'll hear religion. Give the G its sound in the word, then you get the secret. The secret for religion is realignment. Realignment of what? realignment of your nature with the nature that Allah created. So now listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 30th verse of the 30th surah, 30:30. فَأَكِمْ وَجَهَكَ لِدِينِ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِخَلْقِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ قَيِّمًا وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. So Allah is saying, you make it your purpose to realign yourself with the nature of creation and your nature, line your nature up with the nature that you see in the cosmic order, right? And this is why when we have, this is Ramadan, right? Alhamdulillah. When we end the Ramadan, what is it called? Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr. Why? Because it's the return of the original nature. Eid means return. It means happy. It means happy return. Huh? And the prophet says that the believer, the faster, they have two joys. A joy when he breaks his fast and a joy when he meets his Lord. Alhamdulillah. So our way of life is about reconciling ourselves to the nature of creation, our way of life. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ قَيِّمًا. That is the way of life, right and straight. And the idea is to be true to that way of life, to align ourselves. And that's what the five pillars of Al-Islam do. The five pillars of Al-Islam, they're a tune-up for our original nature. It's like you have original design, but you're out of alignment with that. And when you practice Al-Islam, Deen al-Fitr, the way of life that is designed for your original nature and that's designed for that ultimate purpose, as you practice it, so if there's dissonance, if there's disconnect, if there's conflict, what have you, if there's a lack of alignment, the more you practice it, then you become true to that. And what happens when that happens, all these beautiful, wonderful things that we see in the history that man has done, those things are most outstanding among those people who have realigned themselves with their original nature and the original creation, right? So now, saying all that to get back to marriage. All that to get back to marriage. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. The five daruri, the mandatory, imperative aspects of it. I want you to be in a mindset of sacredness, because all five of those matters, daruri, that it has been agreed to, all five of those matters, they are sacred matters. You understand what I say? Sacred. What is it? In the Declaration of Independence or what have you? You know, whatever. You read, and to this we pledge our lives and our sacred honor, something like that. I mean, yeah, I'm going to die for this. So when everybody stepped up to sign their names on that declaration, they knew they could be signing their death warrant. Because if we don't win, well, there they go. Who's involved? Okay, look at that paper over there. Bring me that paper. Who's that? John Hancock. Where he at? And they find everybody, right? But they pledge to their sacred honor. Let this be understood also. To speak to that, since we just had a Bilalian female just added to the Supreme Court, that's no small matter. No small matter. But in a walk in the park anyway that she's there. But alhamdulillah, meaning that, you know, she deserves our prayers for the best in that position. But that being said, the point is that in terms of those men who signed, most of them didn't get the benefit of what they signed and fought for. Most of them died in different states of poverty or absence or whatever. And some of them died, of course, before. The one before the game was, or the war was won, if you will. So the idea is that these are sacred. What are they? I use first. They are not necessarily in this order, but this is just a memory device, right? Family, intellect, sacred. Religion, taking it the way we say it. They use the R, but we know for us it's deen, right? And all of these have Arabic, you know, words for them. So religion, F-I-R, self, that's nafs. And when I'm talking about self, and you can put it this way, mental health, let's put it like that. That's a simple way of grasping it, right? Self and property. Property is sacred. Do you know if you die fighting in defense of your property, you die as a martyr in Al-Islam? So family, intellect, religion, the self, and property. We're talking about family, and we're talking about the foundation of family. The foundation of family is marriage. Brother and sister, I have to say this because it is so significant, and it is among those things that the world is trying to destroy the design of Allah for marriage already. So all of their elements, all of the commercial aspects, fashion, music, whatever, movies, aimed at the destruction of that sacred relationship as Allah designed it. And that's between a male and a female. Okay? And so they're pulling out all stops, have been for years. Pulling out all stops. The Muslim has an obligation to defend that institution. Just like we just said, you die as a martyr defending your property. What about if you die as a martyr for defending your family? Makes sense to me. You know, you don't have to have a report to say that that's a noble, honorable, sacred thing to do. Give your life for your family. And men, let it be understood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He created in our nature, a willingness and a condition in the nature of civilization for us to sacrifice our lives for the group. He didn't put that in the woman's name. She'll do that for her children. But it's not normal for the woman to be the one to run to the front line. If there is some disturbance out here in the yard and it don't sound good, who are we going to send out there? Hey, sister, go check it out. No, you go out there. And what is that? That's nature. Nature expects that of us, expects us to sacrifice our life. Let me go ahead and give you a simple definition. Manhood. Manhood is a social barrier that's built up around the group life. Just see it as a rectangle. A social barrier that's built up around the group life to protect it from physical enemies, the forces of time and nature, entropy, that means going from order to confusion, and moral weaknesses. That's the barrier. Man is supposed to stand in front. If there's confusion, if what is ordered begins to get confused and disorganized, it's manhood that steps up and says, hey, let's straighten this thing out. Manhood is to do that. Physical enemies. If somebody comes against the group life, manhood goes out front to combat that physical threat. The forces of time and nature. When this roof starts collapsing and the paint, paint is peeling off the wall. You don't send the woman out there. You know, it don't mean that woman can't do that, but that's not the first call, right? And whichever of the other is the problem. It's manhood that's supposed to do that. So in terms of marriage, There's a role by nature that Allah has for the male, and there's a role by nature that Allah has for the female. Whatever this culture says, this is not your culture. Oh, those are just social constructs, but we don't have to. Hey, we get our social constructs from Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And he says, الرجال قوامون على النساء. Men are the providers, the maintainers of the women. It's his obligation to support her. It's not her obligation to support him by nature. Okay? So when we have that aspect of it understood, and we take that and hold that sacred aspect of it, then in that way, we are holding sacred and inviolable the scheme of God, the plan of God for our design and for the reaching of this Khalifa, this Ummah, this civilization. So let's look to some of the reports that we have. Let's do this. There's another reading that I'll add to it. 30:21, Surah Al-Rum, Ayah 21. That's 30. We just cited from Surah 30 as well. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ صدق الله العظيم. So this, an expression of this, is, and among the signs of Allah, understand this about ayah. Ayah, we use it and we speak of it simply, you know, ayah. But ayah is not a simple word, as most all the words in the Quran are not simple. Right, so ayah, it also carries the meaning of what we would call miracle. It also, inside of it, it has that sense of it as well, miracle. So Allah said, among the miracles, I'm using that term for now, is that an khalaqakum, he shaped, he formed for you from yourself. Min anfusikum. I think we might spend a couple of minutes here, so I don't know, khutbah may end with this idea. But it's very important. So this is what we want to spend some time with. Min anfusikum azwajin. From yourself, your mate. Litaskunu ilayha. In order that you might find peace, stability, establishment even. And what comes after that is after you get past what the meaning and Allah knows best, and Allah knows. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. After that, then you're talking about مُوَدَّة, which is a love, and rahma, which is expressed after that love. And then it says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَيَعْقِ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكِرُونَ. It says, surely in this, if you understood more about that term, لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكِرُونَ. And what's being said about قَوْمٍ is talking about people who have been elevated in this particular knowledge, people who have scientific grasp. And يَتَفَكِرُونَ, those who think conceptually. Those who think conceptually, right? We need to know this because remember one of the other sacred pillars, or probably sacred dorori, the sacred imperatives, is intellect. And just look up when you get a chance sometimes, it's just the term thought experiment, right? And when you look at all the scientific discoveries and those things, they all begin with a kind of intuition. This young man, in his presentation yesterday, mashallah, speaking of Yusuf, people are not seeing, alhamdulillah, excellent presentation yesterday. And he talked about Salat. Salat. And he just said, well, for some reason, I don't know why. That's what he said. Huh? He said, I did. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Allah knows best. This is no boast. But he didn't know that it was intuition that was guiding you to think that way. That's what intuition does. Intuition tells you to do something. You don't know why. Well, why not? Let's go over here and look at this. You know? Just like I could say. But he went from Salat and he said a whole lot of things. We wound up at Soul Hat. And it was beautiful. Talking about the crown, right? You got the crown. It's beautiful teaching, inshallah. So the point that I'm making here, in لِكَوْمِ يَتَفَكِرُونَ, those who think conceptually. See, he had to be thinking conceptually. But what guides us to that pattern of thought, the beginning of that thinking, is intuition, which is where Imam al-Ghazali, rahimahullah alayhi, tells us that that's where knowledge, that's a foundational level of knowledge that moves from intuition, common sense, science, revelation. These are all grades and levels of knowledge. So I'm saying that to say that when it says mu'adda wa rahma, when Allah says love, he says that before rahma. Right? So now, if you're thinking conceptually, one piece of it is rahma is beyond mu'adda. This thing that we call love, it's not as high as rahma. Allahu Akbar. I'm having my own party. It's okay. It's what it is. So that if you've been married for a while, you know what I'm talking about. And you got to decide what your old while is. Okay? Mu'adda, that idea, that sense of it is like it comes early. Allahu Akbar. But rahma, it comes after mu'adda. Because that's one of the early things that we say to each other, even though wadda, it has to do with the love beyond hub. It's beyond that. So mu'adda is beyond hub, which is love. But that's love that's more three-dimensional. Hub comes from grain, grows out of the ground. That kind of love grows after being responsible over a long period of time, fulfilling your duties and obligations to someone over a long period of time, and then love grows. That's how that love grows. And then that gets topped off by something that Allah says, the way that Allah shows his appreciation is that he gives you something that only he can give. And it's spoken of in terms of the Quran, it's spoken of as the love between the Muhajjiz and the Ansar, is that love that Allah put there is a love that no amount of wealth in the world could have put between them. So that's the love that only Allah can give. That's that mu'adda. So Allah, I'm going to bless you with the hub, because you fulfilled obligation, fulfilled responsibilities, met your obligation, accept your obligation. You do that. Now I'm going to bless you. In one place, he's going to bless you from, alhamdulillah, he's going to bless you from the woman herself. I'm praying for some long marriages so that you can get there and say, so you know I ain't just talking out of my hat. So you, my koofy. So you experience that. When you experience that, and you, then it becomes, oh, that's what God's love feels like. You have high school sweetheart love, you know what I'm saying? You have, you know, we got that house love, you know what I'm saying? You got, you know, all that kind of love. But then there's that love that lets you know, it's like, this love right here, right now, is beyond all that. It's past zip code, car, credential, you know, whatever. Meal, it's all past that. Where it comes from? Allah. But then there's something beyond that. Rahmah. Come on now. Y'all got to get married and stay married. So don't let this kutbah be too far away for you. I'd like to be living when you come back and give me the testimonies. And if you are, man, I heard you. 20 years ago. I got there, bro. I got there. That rahmah is what causes you to behave in a way towards them that is merciful and them towards you that is merciful. How? Despite your shortcomings, despite your weaknesses, because despite your failings, despite your troublesome idiosyncrasies, you know, and they still have this rahmah. They still embrace you, and they still love you, and they still bring in service what they have to bring in service. That's rahmah. So, mashallah, to go back to this version of khutbah, to go back to the actual point that originally aiming at was also what it says, min anfusikum, that's from yourself, azwaj, from yourself. And this report of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it says, and we read at the beginning, it says that souls are like recruited soldiers. This is a translation. I've seen other translations where it says that souls are like gathered hosts. They get mixed up with those who are similar to them in qualities, and they drift away from those who do not share their qualities. When it says this what it translates makes of like nature, azwajin li anfusikum azwajin, yeah. So makes from yourself, from your nafs, right? There's obviously a plus and minus to it, and I'll try to just say a little bit about both of them. When we read the report of the Prophet speaking about the children of Adam have been created in different categories, those who are quick to anger, slow to cool down, slow to anger, quick to cool down. We went through all four of those. That's a part of this, just mentioning in terms of how we relate to, quote, anger. That's a part of it, right? So in terms of those mates of like nature, what is said about this? Now, different writers and scholars of it. But one of the things that min ayatihi, a part of the signs, and we talk about everything in creation also as being ayat, right? So we're talking about the nature in creation. So when we talk about these ayahs, the miracles, the signs, the eye-opening matters, that's also called ayah, right? So they say, and obviously by my saying this, I tend to agree with it, that in the nature of creation itself, souls existed before the body existed. This you should know. The ayahs, you should be familiar with it in terms of having heard it. The verse escapes me right now. But it is what it says, Allah drew forth from the loin of the children of Adam their souls. And Allah questioned those souls. Am I not your Lord? And they say, yeah. He said, this left in the judgment, in that final day, you say of this, we were never mindful. Allah is saying, no, you won't be able to say it was never mindful. Because at that time, you're going to be in a whole new world, and I'll be able to show you, and you won't be able to deny, yes, you pre-existed your body. This is important to understand. We pre-existed our body. Whatever your birthday is, your soul was here before your birthday. Not here, per se. Your soul existed before your body. And your body just came like a new car. Huh? When I have breathed into him of my spirit, with the breath of Allah, here we are. First, the physical breath, of course, from the environment itself. We do have to grow to maturity before getting that second breath that we're talking about. But you understand my point. So just take that to understand that you were a soul existing before you came into your body. Okay, now go into that world and say, what was the state of things in that world? The state of things in that world, there were souls of a particular type and nature in that world. Pre-dimensional. And when those souls come into these bodies, those souls that are alike in nature, huh? Min anfusikum azwajin, those that souls are, I'm feeling something from this one. Or, man, I can't stand so-and-so. You don't know why. Some of it could be socialization, you know, but also take into consideration it may be that what you are experiencing is the original, your experience and resonance, et cetera, with that original soul that pre-existed the body but now inhabits the body of the one that you're interacting with. I think 50-year marriages are made of that kind of stuff. They lock you in early and don't let go. It's like, okay, we're going to ride to the sunset with this one. This is it. MashaAllah, you get the hub, you get the wadda, you get the rahmah. And then when you pass away, as I conclude, when you pass away, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, in the Jannah, the life that comes hereafter, the Jannah particularly, said the man, there will be work for you in the Jannah. That man forever needs work. So the man will leave his domicile in Jannah, and a wind will come from the west with the smell of musk, and it wafts over him, and he become more handsome. And then when he returns home and enters the door, the wife looks at him and says, you've become more handsome in your absence. And he looked at her and said, and you have become more beautiful in my absence. So these souls, even after getting the blessing in this life that marriage promised, continuation of that to the higher levels in the life that comes hereafter, as a reward, and Allah has more rewards than we can count here or hereafter. As a reward, let me give you something else. You thought you had the real deal right there? Like, why is this? You're in Jannah, right? And then take this verse where it says, when they taste the fruits of paradise, one of which I just described in the look of the husband and the wife upon each other. That's just a taste. Because they say, this is like what we tasted before. So when you look at that beautiful wife and you look at that handsome husband, you know, maybe you got to look back about 30, 40 years, but anyway, when you look, you say, this is like what I tasted before. Alhamdulillah, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar. Amin. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Bismillahir Rahman Rahim. What's so very, very, very beautiful about that fact? It's just wonderful. MashaAllah, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this life is mata'un ghurur. This life is goods and chattels. I'm translated. It says, you know, entertainments and distractions and provisions of illusion. Illusion meaning that when you look at hand, you look at anything here, right? Like right now, you feel like you're sitting on the floor or you're sitting on the chair. But when you go down to the subatomic level of what's happening, nothing is touching. We don't feel like that. And plus, I hope you get finished soon, bro. I'm trying to be jokey about it. The point is that there is an electron cushion in that. You think your hands are touching it, and you feel that they're touching. But at the subatomic level, they're not touching. So that's a part of the illusion that is this world. right? This world is an illusion. I say that in connection with our closing of the first portion, and that is when we think about and put to the test, let's put it, the idea of all right, maybe there's something I didn't need to say. Allahu alam. Any case, in terms of, oh, yeah, now I got it back. I don't know if that's a 70s moment, whatever. Better start talking before I lose it. The idea of, oh, the illusion. I made a joke about you got to go back 30 or 40 years, blah, 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 you know. Because, I mean, as you get older, you can look at points of time where, yeah, I was a little more handsome then in this regard than I am now. Blue, blue, blue. I was a little bit thinner, you know, a little bit whoop, you know. It was like, okay, where was that? You got to go get the picture album. Yeah, that was me right there. Oh, is that you? Yeah, that was me. And I've been lying, I've been out of me. But see, the beauty of that is, if you are aligned with the design of Allah, while you may be losing some of the physical and its destiny, you may be losing some of those physical attributes. But if you grew in that same time that those physical attributes were deteriorating, but you were growing in your soul, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَاهَا. Blessed is he who causes it to grow. What is that? That soul. Blessed is he that causes it to grow. So if you have been aligned with that duty, that responsibility, the physical is going to go the way of the physical. All of it is going to go the way of the physical. But what's happening at the same time is the spiritual, if you are aligned, is becoming more and more and more handsome, beautiful, wise, formed in good character, personality, purged, purified, etc. All that is happening at the same time. And so when mates can see each other beyond the physical and they can see each other as spiritually maturing, growing human beings and connect and relate to that, see, that's where that rahmah comes in. It just comes in easy. Man, you look at your mate that, you know, this ain't the right term. It's not the right term. I'm admitting it's the wrong term. But if your wife or husband has been your road dog, you know what I'm saying? She's been throwing bolos at your back. Not at your back. You got me. I heard my son-in-law talk about one of the things in the frat. They said, you don't watch your back, I got your back. You got one like that? You got one of them Aishas, Khadijas? You ready to go down for you? How's it going down? It's like, you got that? And then you look at them, you have a momentary look at them in their present three-dimensional state of having evolved and expended so much life and spirit and energy at your back. And you just smile. Start singing Temptation. My girl, talking about, that's too much preaching, man, but I gotta let you know how I feel. And it's an invitation. I'm trying to give you an invitation. This is a cool party to attend. Get to that marriage party and stay there. If you want what Allah has promised, the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said the entire universe is mata'un. وخير متاع الدنيا is amra'atun hasan, an excellent woman. No, amra'atun salihat. You know, salihat has to do with fixing things too. Now, we all need a woman to fix things. And oftentimes we need things to be fixed after we break them. But the best of this life's entertainments and provision is a righteous woman. You see, and this is what the world, this is what the world has lied to us about. No. And this report of the prophet bears mentioning now. It says, whoever Allah blesses with a righteous wife, he has helped him with half of his religion. See, we're used to hearing it, religion, marriage is half of the faith. If you listen to the rest, listen to it in a reading that's more true to it. Whoever Allah blesses with a righteous wife, he has helped him with half of his religion. So let him fear Allah with regard to the other half. So the issue, Allah has to help you. This is what Allah is saying. He has to bless you with a righteous wife. But remember, a part of his ayah in 3021 is that he creates min anfusikum. He creates from your nafs, mates of like nature. Look in the mirror of yourself and ask yourself, what is my nafs like? Which means, what kind of wife do I qualify for? Because souls of like nature, according to the report of the prophet, they're going to be attracted to each other. Do you find yourself attracted by the wrong kind of woman? Might have something to do with your nafs. Because souls that are alike are drawn to each other, if we believe the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those that are not alike, they overlook each other, they separate. So what does that have to do with this? We have to get ourselves together. We have to get our nest together in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have us be together. This is the five pillars of Al-Islam. Shahadatayn, Salat, Zakat, Sawm, Hajj. That's the foundation of our humanity. And the more we purify that, the more we strengthen that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that very nature will draw to us and draw us to a mate of like nature. Last thing, one of the presenters, I think it was one of the female presenters there too. Well, we have several very strong young female presenters that I'm thinking about. They were unmarried. But one of them said, I can't remember which one, and I know them to be just super qualified from my perspective, said, man, somebody missing something. They need to be married. They're missing a maka on a dunya in this world, for real, for real. But leave that alone. He said, well, I'm just going to keep working in my field, working in my area, and whatever Allah has for me, it's going to be while I'm doing what I'm doing in my field. And I believe that that is wisdom. All you got to do is keep being you, keep doing you, keep practicing the pillars, and then naturally in that field, somebody, they're already of like nature because they're working in the field that you are commonly interested in. So that's a big plus right there. And so you keep elevating in that field, somebody, mashallah, Allahu A'lam, is going to come and say, oh, yeah. This one. And then the souls are going to recognize each other and say, oh, yeah, you for me and I'm for you. And the rest is going to be history. But you have to purify your expectations. Much more to be said, inshallah, and yeah, my God, is to the best. ربنا آتنا في الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذ سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We are grateful for your grace. We are grateful for the benefits. We are grateful for your blessings. We are grateful for the opportunity to ask for more of your benefits and to show our gratitude for your benefits. For Allah, bless us to be married. Bless us to stay married. Bless us to find mates that are true to the best of ourselves. For Allah, bless us to work towards the establishment of Ummah and Khalifa and civilization for your purpose. We know that this can only be done with marriage, which you have ordained for us. We ask you, O Allah, help us to purify ourselves, to qualify ourselves, to be that mate that earns the hub of love, the muwadda of love, the rahmah that comes from this longevity of fulfilling obligations and responsibilities to you while serving you with our ibadah. Oh Allah, we ask this of you. We pray that you guide our understanding, guide our practices, and establish ourselves, establish us in this way of life that you have created for our nature. Oh Allah, bless us to realign ourselves with our nature and the natural creation that you have established. We beg this of you only, for none can grant what holders but you. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. Allahu Akbar. Wa alaykum as-salam. Shukran. La ilaha illallah, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah, astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. May the world straight and evenly, no space between straight and divided, so the roads are straight and hearts one of you. No way. No song. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألحاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المكابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترعون الجحيم ثم لترؤونها عين اليقين ثم لا تسألون يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. تقبل الله. الحمد لله. إن شاء الله you'll make some of this work. It's okay. We've done start conversations on the floor. Let's read a couple of announcements here. Alhamdulillah, Jacob Peters' birthday. Jacob Peters, the 20th. Khadija Ali, 21st. Nisa Bismillah. It's not Nisa Jr. It's just Nisa present with us, this one. Nisa Bismillah, the 24th. Brother Steve Lewis, 24th. Jafira Yarborough, 24th. Also, April birthday in this week. Okay? Alhamdulillah. Also, the Ramadan reminders, random Ramadan reminders. My sessions, the pre-iftar classes that will be on-site and on Zoom, they resume at 6 p.m. on Tuesday and Wednesday. No Thursday. Tuesday and Wednesday. Also, the Ramadan Eid is well. Its planning is well underway. Coming soon, Eid al-Fitr celebration. And that is, and especially for the children, of course, featuring children's toys and Eid gifts giveaway booth. Bochi the clown. I'm sorry, I can't read the picture print. Buko, I think that's his name. Either way, she's been here every year. So, alhamdulillah, the clown PlayStation competition with cash prizes, a jewelry making, interactive games, and children's jumper. Backyard movie night also on the green, and adult meal is going to be served, and children's meal is going to be served. They'll be at different times, and of course, vendors contact Yolanda if you want to vend. All right, we have the sponsored iftar tonight, and that iftar is sponsored by Muhammad and Mat Shuaib tonight, and mashallah, the last tonight began Maghrib the 20th. This is the 22nd. The last ten days began at Maghrib, the 20th day of Ramadan. So alhamdulillah. So inshallah, Laylatul Qadr inshallah will be on the 26th day. That is the Maghrib of the 26th day. And so we'll get more details on that upcoming. Gwen Rashid's mother in Los Angeles, we want to keep her in our prayers. Amina Latifa's brother-in-law in Texas, and Rashad Shahid's father in Las Vegas. Of course, 100, give 100. That's the goal. 100, give 100. So we can reach our $10,000 goal for our children's celebration. Alhamdulillah, on that time. The Hifaz game is here on a regular until they're all gone, and that's it. But also, an upcoming Arabic Quran pronunciation, a Tajweed course, very, very important addition to the offerings that we can have here from Masjid War Theme. Dr. Zaid Abdul Karim, who is sitting right here, alhamdulillah, and you also enjoyed his presentation yesterday as well. So the audience is adults and youth ages 12 to 19 who want to learn how to read alphabet, syllables, words, phrases, and entire verses fluently. The time frame is 10-week sessions on Sunday, Saturday, starting May 15, 2022. And I'm sure we have some of these flyers in the back, so I won't try to dictate the sign-up. But you can go to usli.tejweed@gmail.com for more information. And upon completion of your course, you'll be able to avoid the 17 most common mistakes of pronouncing the Arabic Quran, applying the rules of Tajweed properly, read the entire Arabic Quran with correct pronunciation, and more easily learn Arabic Quran grammar for comprehension. There's no fee, but donations are accepted. So check into that for sure. Enroll. Assalamu alaikum. What you got? Is there an announcement or something? No. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi. Oh, the five obligations. Oh, she's going to try to write it.
I printed labels.
Okay. We're going to make the five obligations. We're building ummah. And then you do like a dash, family, the family, and then two, because it was, the family was subject to our last one. What is that? And then put another, take him out, take the U out, yeah. And take the U out. Yeah. And then just put family too.
Family too?
Yeah, that's what the semicolon. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, Daria.